Act 5, Scene 1.
Didn't I tell you she was innocent?
The friar asked Leonato. Benedick, Antonio, Beatrice and Hero were standing with them in the great hall. Leonato smiled.
Yes, you were right.
He turned to Beatrice and Hero.
Ladies, please leave us now. Claudio and Don Pedro will arrive soon. When I call, come back wearing masks.
The two women left the hall. Claudio and Don Pedro entered through a different door. Leonato turned and said,
Good morning, gentlemen. Claudio, are you prepared to marry my brother's daughter?
Yes, my lord.
Good.
Leonato called to a servant.
Please bring the ladies to me.
When the two masked women appeared, Claudio asked Antonio,
Which of these ladies is my future wife?
Antonio pointed to Hero.
This is my daughter. Take her with my blessing.
Then she is mine,
said Claudio. He looked at Hero in her mask and didn't recognize her.
My lady, will you show me your face?
No,
interrupted Antonio.
You can't see her face until you have solemnly promised the friar that you will marry her.
You have my word,
Claudio said to the friar. He turned to Hero.
Will you accept me as your husband?
Hero removed her mask. When I was alive, I was your other wife. When you loved me, you were my other husband.
Hero!
Exclaimed Claudio.
How can this be?
Added Don Pedro.
It isn't possible.
The friar raised his hand.
I'll explain everything after the ceremony. It's time to go to the church and marry you two.
Wait!
Interrupted Benedick.
Where is Beatrice?
Beatrice removed her mask.
She is here. What do you want?
My lady, do you love me?
Why, I love you, I suppose.
Then these gentlemen had an incorrect impression of you. They were convinced that you were in love with me,
said Benedick.
Are you in love with me?
Asked Beatrice.
Why, no. No more than it is within reason to love.
Then my cousin, Ursula and Margaret, were mistaken. They told me that you were in love with me.
You're not in love with me?
Asked Benedick.
Only as a friend,
Beatrice answered.
Come, Beatrice,
interrupted Leonato.
Admit that you are in love with him.
Claudio took a piece of paper from his pocket.
Here is the evidence that Benedick loves Beatrice. This is a poem written to her by him.
Here is another love poem, said Hero, as she brought out a second piece of paper. This is from my cousin to Benedick.
A miracle,
exclaimed Benedick.
Our hands betray our mouths. I've been discovered. Will you have me, my lady?
Beatrice smiled.
I suppose I will. Just remember, I do it because I pity you.
Benedick returned the smile.
The same pity inspired me to ask you.
Well, well, well,
said Don Pedro, smiling.
Benedick, the married man.
Laugh if you like. I'm resolved to be married. Nothing you say can alter that. Now, music. We must celebrate.
After the wedding, we can have a dance,
declared Leonato.
As you wish,
said Benedick.
But let the music begin now to accompany our wedding.
Benedick turned to Don Pedro.
Prince, you look sad. Find a wife. Marriage to a wonderful woman will cure any sadness.
A messenger ran into the hall and approached Don Pedro.
My lord, your brother, Don John, has been captured. He has been returned to Messina.
Before Don Pedro could respond, Benedick spoke.
Don't think about him until tomorrow. I'll design some good ways to torment him. Now there is too much to celebrate. Come, Let's go to the church. Let the party begin!